USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Trump says his latest indictment is driving up his poll numbers. He spoke in Columbus one day after the Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment against him, alleging he mishandled classified documents after leaving office.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
A political expert weighs in on what the GOP will do next. Jerry Barmash reports.
While Donald Trump maintains a strong lead among his party, only a select few challengers have decided to take on Trump. St. Peter's University political science professor Alan Sanders tells me the Republicans face a dilemma.
It's not clear what they intended to do even before these indictments came down. It's not clear what they stand for.
Trump is expected at a Miami courthouse on Tuesday.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has endorsed Republican candidate Ron DeSantis for president, calling him a strong and principled leader who could unwind the disastrous liberal mandates of the Biden administration. The Florida governor on his visit to Oklahoma also received the endorsements of a former state congressman and 20 state lawmakers. President Biden will hold his first reelection campaign next weekend in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Here's Brad Siegel.
The president will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia June 17th. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as the most pro-union president in American history. The Laborers International Union of North America, that's a major construction union, endorsed Biden's reelection bid this week. Democrats have won Pennsylvania's 20 electoral college votes in five of the six presidential elections since 2000, with the last two carrying razor-thin margins.
The president praised the LGBTQ community at a pride celebration at the White House.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
It was the largest ever at the White House. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia has collapsed after a tanker truck got fire this morning. Derek Bomer, battalion chief with the Philadelphia Fire Department, says the damage is extensive.
We did have a collapse of 95, okay, on the northbound side, okay. And the southbound side is compromised by heavy fire. It looked like we had a lot of heat and heavy fire.
The fire started under an overpass and spread to the interstate above. There's no word on injuries, if other vehicles were involved, or how long the interstate will be closed. America's most prolific bomber has died.
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski's 16 bombings resulted in three deaths and more than two dozen injuries before he was finally arrested in 1996. I'm John Schaefer.
A Southern California high school teacher is on administrative leave after a controversial lesson in the classroom. A video reportedly shows the teacher discussing sexual pleasures. It went on social media last week and has now over 1 million views. Parents believe the lesson was too explicit for the classroom. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you